All right, I'll kick off with a conflict of interest alert. I'm going to talk about something where I am also involved with it as the UK representative of Dinastia Vivanco from Rioja, who are sponsoring something to do with this website. But I'm bringing this to you because I think it's a great resource for as thirst for wine. I think it's something people would ought to know about. The Wine Gang, thewinegang.com, is a group of five top wine journalists in the UK who publish a newsletter monthly with lots of tasting notes. The interesting thing about it is, well, firstly, that it's a subscription model newsletter, and subscription models have been out of favour for a long time. Having said that, they seem to be coming in back into favour. But also that they bring you all these, in fact, it's about 200 tasting notes every month, grouped by retailer. A lot of wine websites will give you lots of interesting wine information, and if you're into studying wine, that's great. But unless you can actually find the wine that people are talking about, it's very difficult to turn that into something useful. And I actually believe that most people out there searching for wine are really searching so as to find something nice to buy, rather than specifically going out to learn something. So the fact is that all these, each newsletter is divided up between particular retailers whose wines they have tasted. So they will taste, let's say, 100 wines from a particular retailer like Majestic or an independent merchant, and they will give you 20 wines and their ratings for those, so you know what to buy. I think that is a particularly useful thing and a great way for encouraging people to try new wines from retailers that they might already know, but they wouldn't necessarily have experimented with better, or say more expensive wines, or even a good way to get a list of new wines to try from a new retailer they hadn't tried before, particularly if that retailer does delivery or delivers things over the internet. So I think it's definitely worth trying. Now, £20 a year is your subscription. I don't join too many of these things, but I think you can get a pretty good return on that. If you think about it, it's £2, less than £2 a month, and if you're buying quite a few bottles, as I do, per month, one good wine which you wouldn't otherwise have bought, or a couple of bad wines avoided, has already saved you more than that, just on a per £2 a month. So you can easily get this back, I think. I think it's a worthwhile thing for those of us who are interested in buying wines and experimenting a little bit beyond our what's available in our local thresher or something like that, to go out and experiment. So I'm supporting it as Thirst for Wine, and I think so much of it, really, that I recommended that the brands that I'm involved with, Dinastia Vivanco, actually also sponsor it. So the good thing news from that perspective is that if you do join, all subscribers to the newsletter have a chance of winning a trip to visit us at Dinastia Vivanco in Spain at a time convenient to you. It's a 3-day trip, 2 nights, and you also get to visit Dinastia Vivanco and try the wines and visit the museum with a tour by Rafael Vivanco himself, who's the owner and winemaker. And that's a great opportunity. And on top of that as well, there are 10 bottles of Dinastia Vivanco Reserva for 10 new subscribers in August. That's just for the new subscribers this month. So lots of good reasons to try it out. If you win either of those, you've definitely got your money back. So as I say, I am involved with it, but I'm involved with it because I actually think it's a great idea. And I happen to know quite a few of these people, and I know they're very knowledgeable great people. And so I'm going to I might even find other ways to improve what they're doing, but I think it's a great resource for getting more people to try new wines. So do check it out, and if you do, let me know what you think of it.